Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University and researcher at the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. And in this program, we try to answer your queries, questions, issues you have related to the Islamic upbringing of your kids. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we want to discuss one of the issues that many of the parents have regarding the upbringing of their children. When they deal with their children, they feel that the children are sometimes less focused. And focus is so important in life, because if life is not focused, everything seems to becoming blur. And Professor Naqavi is here to help us how to help our children, especially teens, to have a focused life. Yes, Professor.
Yes, thank you very much. As you said, it's a very important issue that we are able to concentrate and focus on issues that are at hand. And whether as adults or especially when we enter our lives, we need to focus on many things, concentrate in doing things properly and getting tasks done. And this has to be developed from early childhood.
Okay.
Especially when a child is at school and we want him to learn and we want him to progress and advance in schooling. And education, a lot of his progress depends upon the attention he can pay in class, for example, or in carrying out the homework or whatever. So we need to teach him how to do that, and there are many reasons for why children tend to are not able to pay attention and focus and concentrate on things. So we should discuss about the reasons for being not be able to focus on things. Then we can go after the causes, and then the remedy of those problems. And
how to. So what are the reasons why our children tend to be inattentive or least focused?
So there may be physical or psychological issues, or even physiological issues that cause a child to be not able to focus on things he's supposed to do in his, as I said, at school or even at his home at home and doing the chores that he's supposed to carry out. So we need to understand that there are many reasons, especially. There may be hormones which are being secreted that create problems for him. Maybe he has problems. He doesn't find a proper role model for that, which can where he finds his, for example, his elders, his parents are not being able to manage that for themselves.
All right.
So there are things which he may be engaged in so many things together that he may not be able to focus on some thing especially.
All right.
Especially in today's age of social media and in the internet, we have these problems where children seem to be, you know, going after many things from this branch to the other, and they feel that they cannot pay attention to something specific. So we need to be able to
Looking for the reasons.
Yes,
why?
Find out the reasons. And then we need to teach the child to rectify those things.
All right. So before we get deeper into the topic, let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have with us Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing how to teach your children to be focused. Yes, Professor, you had been helping us with some very important tips, and you said we have to be going, as parents, we have to be analyzing what are the root causes that cause the inattention in children, and then we can go for remedy.
So as I said, one of them could be physiological, especially when a child is growing up and becoming of age and becoming adolescent, puberty and all that. That could be one of the reasons he's growing up and he's...
So the biological changes that are taking place in the body, you are saying that...
And that causes, maybe causing stresses in his life.
All right.
He may not be able to, focus on things which are important, and he's always more engaged with himself and his body rather than things which are important mentally or intellectually.
So this already needs a skill to be dealt with. So you're saying that our parents got to be... making their children to be prepared when they have changes in their bodies, in their hormones, how to deal with even them.
Exactly,
all
yes.
All right.
Then another reason may be, for example, they're not getting enough rest or sleep. They're not sleeping properly. They're not sleeping well. They're not sleeping on time. They're not getting the proper rest. They're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep at least, maybe, or even more sometimes for younger children.
Yeah.
So that is also an issue that has to be dealt with, that they need to get rest.
Yeah.
So if an elderly person is not able to, get enough rest, and his body is not rested and not given the rest that is necessary, then one cannot focus on many things. He's tired. A person is tired,
yeah,
and cannot focus on things. And that is another cause. Another cause may be that, as I said, at school he's getting so many things at school, or maybe outside school. So many things to take care of, so many lessons to take care of. He can't manage so many things together.
Yeah.
So it's an overload of things that he's supposed to carry out, especially at school. In some schools, every teacher tends to give a lot of homework, And that is...
One of the stresses.
Is one of the stresses that a child has. And he cannot focus on anything, especially early. I mean, for elementary school or primary school, it's not a good thing to, give so much homework.
All right.
And even books should be very, very simple, and they should not be overloading a child.
All right.
With things that he cannot manage altogether. And he's always getting... fed up with those things, and he's always reaching out to his parents, especially the mothers, to help him sort out
they're emotional.
Yes. So they need to, mothers can't manage that, it's difficult, mothers can't be teachers all the time.
Yeah.
So we need to find a school where children get to, get enough attention in the school.
Yeah.
And do a lot of the things that they're supposed to do for learning things inside the school.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving it for the house, for the home.
Having a lot of homework overburdens your child, and that makes him become least attentive in many of the fields of life. So, Professor, we'll be discussing more with you, but let's take a short break, and we'll be back in a while.
The Prophet ﷺ said,
the child's playfulness in his childhood causes the increase of his intellect in his adulthood.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqavi. And Professor, you were saying that overburden at schools, a lot of homework, is one of the reasons that creates problematic child, which is a least focused child who has less attention in any of the activities. And you said mothers can't help all the time and mothers can't be teachers all the time. So
teachers, I mean, you need special training to become a teacher. Every mother is not trained for that.
Yeah. So before we get to the solution of these issues, what are more of the reasons that our children are least attentive?
Yes, one of the things that another thing, one of the stresses that a child faces at school or outside is the different groups he's got to deal with, his playmates, his classmates, his group. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of, apart from studies, at play, at sports, at whatever, there are groups which are formed.
And different co-curricular activities, yes, of the school.
And then they, you know, are always competing with each other. There's a group which is studious, the other group is more playful, and there's always a stress and factor there where there's a competition, there's a bullying going on, there are people who are, you know, pushing you around, and
yeah,
your child is getting stressed up with those things.
Yeah.
So he needs to, we need to find out what's happening at school or outside home. He's not facing issues which he cannot cope with,
yeah,
and he's not able to emotionally manage them, apart from the studies that he's doing.
All right.
And then also, a child growing up, he wants to find out for himself who he is, and he needs to, you know, find himself. He needs to understand himself,
okay,
especially in adolescence. As I said, he's very much engaged with these thoughts which relate to his own physical and mental status and what his status in society
is. The physiological changes that are taking place within him.
Yes, so he can't understand them, if he can't, you know, understand what's happening, then he becomes stressed up and he may need help to understand those things.
Yeah.
And then we have things which he cannot control, maybe. I mean, there are things which are maybe you can control them, but there are things which you can't control, or there are things which are not very natural, especially, as I said, for example, there's this issue of engaging with the internet, the mobile, the laptop, whatever. So many children are engaged with these things.
The devices,
they're always into that. And they're getting bombarded with information. They're getting bombarded with so many things. Even they may be positive, but to be able to, you know,
there should be a limit.
Yes, there should. There should be, of course, a limit to it. There should be a time to it, and there should be certain things that there should be off limits for them. So many information coming to them, they cannot manage so many things. So one of the unnatural causes today is the involving oneself in these gadgets and devices which are there out there. And tomorrow we're moving towards a society where artificial intelligence is going to play a very important role, and how to manage that. Today, it is a very difficult situation, and we need children to understand how to engage and how to understand and how to depend and rely upon these things, and how much to, I mean, they need to study and learn things from the internet, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, just today, I was going through one of the articles wherein one of the Indian analysts was concerned about the AI tech that the children in Russian schools are dealing with. And when children at a school age are dealing with these techs, it may have positive impacts, but at the same time, the managing hands may have their own policies. Well, you have helped us to understand some of the reasons why children tend to show less attention in many fields of the life. Inshallah, we'll discuss more with you in the upcoming sessions, and also we'll go for the solution so that our children become more focused in life, because focus is something that helps us see things very clear, not blur. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our episodes again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And in case you have any queries, questions regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and also if you have any feedbacks for us, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you